Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, everybody, welcome. This is going to be a strange episode. I'm going to try something that we've never tried before, or I guess I've never tried before, and I'm going to try to do a solo episode. Jeremy's done it a few times pretty successfully, so I'm hoping that maybe I can pull it off. Anyway, I figured it's been a couple weeks since we've done an episode, and since we haven't recorded an episode in a while, I figured let's do something small, quick. And I'm going to give you a 2023 recap of at least my favorite stuff of the year. So let's talk about movies. Favorite movies of the year are going to have to be we'll start with number five. We'll go Fast X. Was it a great movie? No, but it was a hell of a lot of fun. And Jason Momoa was really cool. Alan Ritchson did a great job as the villain. Looking forward to where this franchise is. They say it's gonna end, but you know it's not. It's gonna go forever and ever. Number four is Megan. It was fun, cheesy. Looking forward to the inevitable Child's Play Megan crossover that at least will happen in my head. Who knows if it'll happen in real life? Three, Barbie. It was good. I didn't want to like it. I didn't think it was gonna be good when I first heard about it, when it was announced, or even the first couple trailers. But the wife and I went and saw it, and I enjoyed it. It was really well done. It was really good. And all the people who came at it with political bents, you were just looking for reasons to be mad about something. Number two, Cocaine Bear. Ah, man, just so much fun, so cheesy in such a glorious way. It's just my favorite type of movie where it's just stupid but fun and just a good way to pass some time. Number one, though, Super Mario Brothers. Wow, was that good? So well done, so well acted, so well scripted. Did not expect it to be even in the top 10 on my list when they announced it. The original Super Mario Brothers, the live action one, was, well, it's one of the worst movies ever made. So the fact that this one was awesome is really good. Honorable mentions, I'm going to go with Please Don't Destroy, Treasure of Foggy Mountain, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which broke the streak and actually had me cry at a movie, so fuck you, James Gunn. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, way better than it had any right to be, which is why I'm gonna put it on the honorable mention. Wrath of Becky was a lot of fun. Looking forward to where that's going. I would definitely hunt down Becky and Wrath of Becky. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny was really good. Could have been better, could have been way worse. I would put it probably number three or four in the Indiana Jones movie series. Definitely not as good as not Temple of Doom, as good as Lost Ark or Last Crusade, but better than Crystal Skull. Haunted Mansion, also way better than it had any right to be, but was a lot of fun. And oddly enough, Wonka. Wonka's gonna get an honorable mention here. I hate musicals, and I hate being surprised by musicals even more. But I didn't hate this movie. It was actually fun, and it was pretty good. I still don't understand the Timothée Chalamet obsession that the people seem to have, but he was really good in this movie. I did see a movie called The Creator, which I still don't know how I feel about it. This has been months now that I saw this movie, and I need to watch it again. I saw that it just went up on Hulu. I think I need to see it a second time to really understand it and to know how I feel about it. It was a big movie with big ideas, and really was trying to say something that I'm not sure I understood. And if I did understand it, I'm not sure I liked it, but I think it's going to require more viewings to really get down to it. I want to discuss Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. It's I liked it. I know a lot of other people didn't, but I'm a Marvel fanboy. So I enjoyed it. There was a lot of really good parts about it, but I can see why people didn't like it. Scream 6, maybe it's time to let that franchise die. Blue Beetle, I will say, was better than it had any right to be, but still not that great. Probably one of the better DC movies, which, unlike the other two DC movies that came out this year, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and The Flash, some of the worst movies of the year. The Flash in particular was a travesty, and it should be ashamed of itself for existing. I will say that there are some pretty big movies that I didn't see this year. Napoleon, The Marvels, which would be the first MCU movie I didn't see in the theaters, Oppenheimer, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So my top five list could very well change had I seen any of those movies, but I guess we'll never know. I'll get around to watching them and I'll talk about them then. TV shows of 2023. There was some really good ones. What We Do in the Shadows. You've heard me talk about this show a lot. It is really good, really well done. They just announced that season 6 is going to be the last season, so that's a little sad, but sometimes I'd rather have a show go out on top than, drag on for, I don't know, 10 to 11 years, like The Goldbergs, which ended on a whimper. The last season was not good. Also Barry, season 4. I know a lot of people seem to like it, but God, was it terrible. Season 4 was fucking awful. The first couple seasons of Barry, highly recommend. Just know you're going to be really disappointed by the end. Some of the best shows of 2023, I thought Night Court was really good. Muppets Mayhem was amazing. It's so maddening that they canceled that after one season. Will Trent has a lot of potential. Was really good. Twisted Metal was pretty damn good. Ahsoka was awesome. Ghost, love Ghost, both the UK and the US version. Last of Us was good. Poker Face, I cannot say enough good things about. And then The Mandalorian, of course. I mean, Star Wars, you really can't go wrong. Ted Lasso and Dave, I really enjoy those shows, but the seasons were hit and miss. Dave was better. There was some really good episodes. There were some bad episodes, but it definitely was a step up over season 2. Ted Lasso started very weakly but ended very strong. I don't know. They said they're done after season 3, but I'm hoping that maybe there's some spin-offs or there's a future there with Ted Lasso. I'm going to throw some honorable mentions out to Killing It, based on a true story, Gen V, History of the World Part 2. Talked about that a little bit with Nick. I believe that was who I talked about it with. It's really good. It could have been better, but it was just awesome to finally get it. That 90s show has real f potential, and I really enjoyed it. Paul T. Goldman was a super weird show that I watched on Peacock that is too bizarre to understand, but it was really interesting. It's worth watching if you're into bizarre reality and fiction and the blurring line in between. Reacher, I just discovered. They're in the middle of season 2. It's really good. I now get why people were mad at the Tom Cruise movies, even though I didn't hate the Tom Cruise movies. But Alan Ritchson is a much better Reacher than Tom Cruise, which is weird to say. Quantum Leap has come back for season 2 and so far has been pretty good. I'm still holding out reservations. I would like to see them kind of take some leaps and bounds above where they are. And just because I watched it and you need to know about it, Hot Wheels Ultimate Challenge was awful. It had potential. I don't know why I watched the whole thing. I guess I was just hoping it would get better. It never did. It was just bad. The judging was awful. And ultimately, like, it just was a failure of a show. Music. I have this bad problem with music that I'm really stuck in listening to the 90s and early 2000s. So I didn't get a chance to, or I didn't take the chance to listen to a lot of the new stuff. I will say that the Foo Fighters album, But Here We Are, is really good. It was probably one of my favorite albums of the year. It's a heartfelt album, differently than most rock albums do. You can tell they were going through a lot, overcoming the death of Taylor Hawkins and just getting to a point where they could continue on. But it's a really well done album. Paramore's This Is Why was really good. Dave Matthews Band, Ben Folds, Metallica, Seven Dust, and Bare Naked Ladies all put out new albums this year, which I did listen to, but I haven't listened to them enough to really truly give you an honest opinion. So there's a lot of good stuff out there. I think what we're learning here is that This Is Why, and God, I just made a horrible pun there over a Paramore album. Hopefully we'll be back with regular episodes here next week. I don't know what our topics are going to be just yet. I think, I can't tell you what the future holds. I don't know. We don't tend to script out a year in advance like Tim does or Laramie does. So just know that we're going to be doing something, and hopefully we'll be back up and running full strength. Check out Tim Williams over at 80s Flip Flashback. Check out Laramie Wells over at Moving Panels. Check out Jerry D over at Totally Rad Christmas. All great podcast, all a lot of fun. Totally Rad Christmas is totally worth listening to in July, let alone Christmas. Check out Nick Testa over at Night Beast. He had really good music over there. We've had some interesting friends this year. And obviously, I was on a game show, and that's where a lot of these people came from. Obviously, not the ones that I've been working with in a while, and that's where Nick did. But I'm probably going to have some more people from the game show on, and at some point, you're probably going to be sick and tired of hearing about it. But that is just because it's probably one of the most interesting things that has happened to me in the last few years. So it is. Well, I guess at this point, then it's going to be a really short episode. It's going to be clearly the shortest episode Pop Culture Roulette has ever done. Solo pods are going to be very few and far between at this point. But this is the first time out. Maybe I'll get better at it. But I'm not sure I want to get better at it because I think you guys know that it works better when I've got those two guys with me. So, just remember, when you try to do something by yourself, when normally you do it with two good friends, stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s Flick Flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.